Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our next session on Jewels from Jane Elizabeth. Taking in her words, her energy, her light, and her videos as we study them more deeply. And some of it is review, and some of it will be brand new, and some of it will be review that feels like brand new. So we just start our time together, gathering our minds, our hearts, our presence into that light and energy of Center for Enlightenment, that love and wisdom that embraces us all as we gather today and take together the words of our prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. And so it is. And we take a deep breath, and we just want to talk a minute about the next video. This is the second video on meditation that Jane shared in the beginning of her time of sharing videos. And again, a very short video this week, 6 minutes, I think almost 7 minutes, with wonderful information on meditation. And we're going to take our meditation practice to that next step, like we always do. Anytime we're talking about meditation, we are taking our own meditation experience and practice and commitment to its next level. So we are going to go ahead and watch this video now. James is going to share it with us, and I invite you to just sit back and eat it up.
Hi, are you ready to go forward on your journey of self-discovery? We talked last time about meditation, the importance of meditation, and I wanted to find out how you're doing. Email me. Let me hear from you. How are you doing on your meditation? I think that that is such an important ingredient for moving in consciousness. Now, I mentioned the fact that you sit in a chair or the same place, that there's energy and a vibration that starts to take hold. Like this chair that I'm sitting in, I have meditated in this chair for years, and I can sit here and I can go right into a state of meditation quite easily because I have had so many opportunities to sit in this chair and just still my mind. I want to tell you that stilling your mind is a job. It took me a long time to learn how to finally keep that monkey chatter out of my head. But nevertheless, the fact that I was doing it, I found out that new things were happening in my life. I was getting some ideas about how to solve my problems. I was getting some revelations on things that I needed to take care of personally. And I was getting help from, we might say, sources from the unknown. But the truth of the matter is, when we connect with our higher self, we are connecting with all the answers of the universe. That sounds like maybe a trite statement, but it is absolutely the truth. That when I started meditating, I used to think of myself as a standalone computer, and that I was tapping the universal knowledge, the great website of the cosmic energy of this planet. And that helped me to give a framework of reference so that when I meditated, I stilled my mind, that I was connecting to this huge website and I was Googling God or the God consciousness. And all the answers I need, just like the web, you can Google whatever you want. That's true. When you're meditating, you are connecting with that part of yourself that knows all the answers, that can support you in your future, that can see what's coming in your future, and can give you some guidance and direction. And once I started to learn the importance of meditating, I began to truly, truly understand that I was working in the best interest of myself, my personality self as well, and most importantly, my soul self. Because my soul has taken a second seat to my personality. And as I've mentioned that we are only 1/10 conscious, 9/10 subconscious. What's that subconscious doing? Aren't you curious to find out what your subconscious is doing and what it knows? It knows all your lifetimes. It knows what your life plan is. To tap into your life plan, this life is of great importance to your everyday existence. We have so many opportunities. You are multidimensional. So connecting with the other dimensions of self is of great importance. And you came this lifetime to tap into the greater energy of this planet. And there is all kinds of opportunities for you to connect with that part of you that is, in essence, questing. You are questing. You're asking questions. Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? There's got to be a better plan than this. And you need to tap into that through meditation. You'll be surprised what will happen when you meditate on a daily basis. And I discovered something wonderful. When I meditate, I always have a little paper and pencil, and I will jot down a question that I want answered, and then I just simply put it into the universal knowledge. As I said, you're the standalone computer here, but you're tapping into the mainframe, and that mainframe will give you the answer that you need. And maybe the answer won't come just right now, this minute, but maybe an hour from now, 2 hours, you'll be driving down the street, or maybe you'll be taking a walk. That answer will come into consciousness, and you'll say, oh my God, I just had a revelation. I just had an understanding. Wow, this is wonderful. This is the most exciting part about this journey. You will get so many wows and exciting information that your soul will be just thrilled to have. So take an opportunity today just to still your mind, just to tap into that universal knowledge. Think about yourself as a standalone computer here, Googling God. Hey, we do this every day. I Google the internet all the time. And just think of what you're tapping into. The universal storehouse of knowledge. You will never be bored. You will never wonder what you're going to do today. You tap into that universal knowledge and it will connect with you and support you on your journey. There's so much to discover. And we'll talk about other things to discover. Aren't you interested in finding out new ways of discovering who you are? Tune in. I will take you on a journey of your lifetime.
So wonderful. So wonderful. So don't worry if you didn't hear it, because we will be posting the link for it, as well as it will come to you. Well, it actually was listed in the invitation for today, the video for today. We're trying to give you that ahead of time so you can take a sneak peek at it if you'd like, and then you can always listen to it anytime during the week. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen now, and we will just kind of recap for a minute or two what Jane shared with us in her. video. But first, she asked us, how is your meditation practice going? How are you doing stilling your mind? It's a job. It doesn't happen in a week. It doesn't happen sometimes in a year. It's an ongoing practice that we work with every day, because every day something new is coming up for us to look at, to understand about ourselves, to understand about our responsibility in our world around us, and giving us information for what we can be doing in our life. But we have lots of mind thoughts and opinions about that. So we need to get those out of the way so that we can listen within. And that's all what today is about. Absolutely. So we keep that commitment to ourselves, and we're going to add something, a couple of things to our meditation practice this week. We've talked about this before when we were working with Jane's meditation booklet a couple of months ago, and that is to keep a journal next to your meditation chair. And as you begin your meditation time, write down anything that's on your mind that you have a question about. That will help when you're quieting your mind, because you can tell yourself, oh, I've already written that down. I don't have to think about it anymore. I don't have to think about it during this meditation time. I can pick it up when I'm done if I want to, but I wrote it down. The universe knows, and I can not think about it during my meditation. And also, it puts out into the universe. It tells your, Jane might say, it tells your out-of-body teacher that, hey, I've got a question about this. Can you help me? And it opens us up to the answers. How can we be open to the answers if we aren't asking the questions? So write down your questions that you have about that person, place, thing, or situation that's going on in your life on any given day this week. And you'll receive your answers. And Jane reminds us in the video, if you don't receive it today, it will be coming soon. You know, maybe while you're driving around, or while you're brushing your teeth, or as you're laying down to go to sleep at night, the answers will come, and they come just in time when we need them. And there are so many wow moments. I love that, as she said that. It's exciting. It's an exciting journey as we learn to listen to our intuition, because our intuition can tap into that information that we don't know about, that we don't have ourselves. So it can be surprising and exciting, like, oh, wow, I never thought of that. Well, that's a great idea. I'm glad I didn't think of that. And those are our Christmas presents too that come in. And we say Christmas presents, and sometimes that can mean, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that this thing turned out even more wonderfully than I thought. And sometimes our Christmas presents are like, wow, I really didn't want to have to look at that, but I'm so glad that I can, so that I can clear it out of my consciousness. Those are also Christmas presents. So, you know, we don't have to return those socks. We can just embrace them and say, okay, I don't know why these are showing up in my life, but here they are, and I am going to use it to support my soul. And so keep track of those wow moments that you experienced this week, and come and share them with us on Thursdays. We have such a wonderful group that supports each other and is wide open to just be there to support all of you who are working on this journey also, and working to still your mind and having wonderful successes with it and having struggles with it. And it's all part of the process, and we do such a wonderful job of supporting each other. So your life will change. Your life will change as you listen to your intuition more and more, and ask those questions and listen for those answers. You're tapping into the what Jane calls the universal storehouse of knowledge. I've also heard her call it the universal storehouse of wisdom. Same thing, the universal storehouse of knowledge that is beyond what is stored in our brains, in our minds, in our subconscious. Even remember that our subconscious is our storage house for every experience we've ever learned, and our human mind draws our answers, draws our solutions based on what is stored in the subconscious mind. So if we want to find a new solution, if we are able to say, okay, all the things I've come up with are not working, and they just keep me going around and around in a circle. I keep trying, but I keep running around that circle and not being able to get off that circle. Then it's time to tap into that greater knowledge of the universe that can say, hey, here's how you get out of that circle. And it's something, usually it may seem really obvious, or it may seem like, how would I have ever known that? And we don't. And that's why part of our soul evolution process, part of our waking up process, is tapping into that higher power, because our human mind, our third dimensional personality self, does not have those answers. It cannot get us out of the circle of the problems that come up in our lives. We have to tap into something greater. And we receive those revelations, and we're better able to cooperate with our soul. We're better able to cooperate with our life plan and move forward in our consciousness, as well as in the life plan as it is. Jane reminds us that we are multidimensional beings, and our life plan is very important. Our life plan was created from select pieces of our subconscious mind and set up in this lifetime so that we can learn the lessons that are ours to learn in this lifetime. It's our next step in consciousness. We set up our life plan so that we could take our next step in consciousness and move ourselves forward. And we're here in this class together because we want to support that life plan even more than we ever have before. We want to be conscious. We want to get the answers from that universal wisdom, not the knowledge, the human knowledge we've accumulated for lifetimes. And even in this lifetime, we can be very intelligent people and still be running around in circles because we are only drawing information from that history instead of from that universal source that's available to us. And as we tap into that knowledge, we support the forgivenesses that we need to do. We support the moving beyond our fears that we need to do in this lifetime that we came to do. We came to move beyond our fears. We came to trust our higher self more. So the only way to do that is to develop that connection with the higher self and connect to that source beyond the subconscious mind. So Jane talks about, we are 1/10 conscious, that is our personality self. We are 9/10 conscious, that is everything else. And the truest part of ourselves, really the only part of ourselves, is that superconscious mind or that higher self. And when we look for answers, we're, from our human standpoint, we are looking through the subconscious mind and trying to find an answer that works this time, instead of tapping into that fuller universal aspect of our being that has the better answers. And that wisdom is available to us. Jane talked last week in the video on the first part of meditation that she was talking about. We are building a bridge to our higher self, and that bridge helps us tap into that universal storehouse of knowledge. And when we're getting our, using the God computer image, when we're getting our information just from our standalone computer, it's like trying to answer, you know, when was the last time the Mets won the World Series from our standalone computer, and sitting around the dinner table wondering, oh, when was that? I don't know. And we're all kind of looking at each other like, who knows that answer? We don't know that answer, but Google knows that answer. We can find it on the internet if we tap into that human storehouse of knowledge that we have at our fingertips. We can say, oh yeah, it was, I don't even know the date. So I know the Cubs, it was 2016, just saying, but Mets, I don't know. We'd have to Google that one. And so for our answers to our everyday problems, we tap into that greater God computer. We Google God and receive the answers that we could have sat around a table discussing with our most intelligent, most wise friends and partners and companions, and we still wouldn't have come up with that answer that comes from within. And the beautiful thing is, you know, I was thinking about this as I was preparing this PowerPoint this morning. You know, Google has an algorithm that will give you search results based on the flavor of things you search for already. So it's just like that. When we are asking for an answer, that universal knowledge knows our hearts, it knows our souls, it knows our subconscious. So it will bring up the answer that is in the best interest of our soul, in the best interest of completing whatever we need to complete in our life plan, moving forward with whatever we need to move forward with in our life plan. That intuition that we receive as we tap into that universal storehouse of knowledge has its algorithm that is designed for us individually. We may all ask the same question for guidance. You know, what do I need to do today? And we are all going to get a different answer because we are all unique, individualized souls that have unique, individualized life plans and things to do on this day, for example. So we're going to go about our day supporting our souls, but that support for our souls will look different for each one of us. And as we tap into that higher presence, we can trust that we are getting the answers that are unique to our own self. And only we can get that answer within ourselves. We have support. We have support of our out-of-body teachers, angels, whatever you want to call them. Doesn't matter. It's our higher self that is tapped into that presence and that support that we can't see that is helping and supporting us all the time. We tap into that. We can talk with people who are also on the journey who know how to help us move forward, like our Thursday night group, being able to share and talk out loud with like-minded people. And we have tools like the spiritual power tools and the videos and information on Center for Enlightenment. And we will be guided to the answers that we need. Our job is to tap into it, to tap into it. Our meditation is how we tap into that presence within us, that higher self that leads us to the answers that we need, either by that information just coming through and we have that internal revelation that happens, or we're led to open our spiritual power tools book to a certain page, or we go to the Center for Enlightenment website and Google, forgiveness. And we get a list of responses for forgiveness, and we're just led to that perfect video or post that tells us exactly what we need about the forgiveness piece that we are working on. And that's how we work. We come into this rhythm with our higher self that guides us, and we trust it. We learn to trust it more and more and more. We quiet the mind because the mind is not so trustworthy. The human personality self mind is not so trustworthy because it's just grabbing up information based on the past. Oh, and we don't know it. We don't know what we're grabbing. We may be grabbing something that can feel right at the time, like, oh, this person, I just need to stay away from them because I don't know why. I just get the feeling I need to stay away from them. Well, maybe that's coming up from my subconscious mind. Of course, it's coming up from my subconscious mind. And maybe that's that intellectual thought is coming up saying, I need to stay away from that person because in another lifetime, 500 years ago, they punched me in the nose. And now my subconscious is telling me, oh, stay away from that person. He's not safe, you know, and oh, I don't know why I have this, you know, like there's a part of me that feel like I'm supposed to go talk to this person, but there's a part of me that's going, I don't think so. So who are we going to believe? It's so important to develop that intuition so we know, because the vibration Jane has shared in other videos and in other our self-study lessons in the Spiritual Power Tools book, that our intuition has a different vibration than our personality self, than our subconscious input. And our meditation time is where we learn how to discern that subconscious input from our pure intuition. And so one more reason why our meditation time is so important. I love what Jane says in this video about the higher self has taken a back seat to the personality self. And so if you think about the higher self being in the back seat of your car, you just kind of imagine that for a moment here. Just think about the higher self being in the back seat, and the personality self is driving the car, and the subconscious mind is your GPS. And that's how we've been living lifetime after lifetime, that GPS going, I don't know, take a left here. We turned right last time and that didn't work out so well. So let's go left this time and see if we get to where we're going to. And of course we don't, but we might have interesting experiences along the way. And we certainly learn things and we grow, and lifetime after lifetime, we're you know, kind of honing that GPS system, and it gets a little bit better each time, you know, until we realize we're still going in circles. And that's when we start asking our questions, like, what on earth am I doing here? And how do I stop being here? How do I get out of this circle? And so would we rather have a GPS that is fueled and gathers its information from that universal storehouse of wisdom? It's our God positioning system that will always steer us in the right direction and always tell us, okay, you may not know where you're going, but you need to turn right here, not left. You need to turn right. So turn right here and just trust me. I call my GPS Molly, and I just trust her. I just trust her. I just go, okay, I know I think I know better. I know I think I know better. But Molly always knows how to get me to where I'm going. And so when we're looking at our own intuitive guidance, that intuition always knows which direction to go in. And it's important that we learn to trust it. We learn to trust it. And so as we're quieting our mind, we're quieting because those thoughts that are dribbling through and sometimes in a torrent through our minds are just echoes from our subconscious. And quite frankly, they're not to be trusted. Jane said in a class one time, and it reverberates in my mind very often, your mind is not your friend. Your mind is not your friend. Maybe someday it will be when it's managed through and by our higher self fully 100%. But we have a lot of subconscious mind to get through in order for that higher self to be fully established within our self, within our mind. So in the meantime, our work is to still the mind so that we can listen to that internal GPS that's going to steer us right. And in our Spiritual Power Tools book, there's a whole spiritual power tool on guidance and how to listen to our guidance. And our meditation time is a foundation for that. And we learn to distinguish that higher self voice from our personality voice. And Jane shares in this video, you may be asking questions right now, and you're here probably because you are, and you've probably been on this quest for a long time, asking, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? How do I love more? How do I feel more peace inside? There's got to be something better than this. And we are here to tap into the greater energy of this planet. And that's why we're here. And that greater energy will always steer us in the right direction. and help us work in the best interests of our life. So the first thing we need to do to tap into that universal energy is to find ways to still the mind. This is our reminders from last week that Jane shared, you know, shh, just telling the mind, shh, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, peace, be still. Or stopping the thought, pretending you have a tape player and you're pushing the stop button and you hear that big click and you're stopping that thought before the thought finishes its sentence. Stop, stop, stop. And that leaves a space. Just stopping in that moment leaves even a microsecond of space that your intuitive guidance can plant something, download something into your standalone computer that you may not even know is happening until later when you have a divine idea that comes forward to help you with a problem that you're having or a question that you wrote down during your meditation time. In other ways, you know, hopefully you have found a couple of different ways to imagine quieting your mind and using your imagination to stop the mind without your imagination getting caught up in the mind, which is tricky sometimes, but working to still that mind and just listen inside every day. So we are going to practice that now. I'm going to stop sharing and we are going to take some meditation time. I wanted to make sure we had a little bit more time this week than last week for some meditation, because meditating in a group magnifies that energy that can lift us out of our thoughts and out of our daily goings on. So to just be here right now, just be here right now. I invite you to get comfortable in your chair if you're not already. And take a couple of deep breaths to switch gears. Just let everything go. As you breathe in that intention of being still, and breathe out all of the thoughts. Just let them shake right off of you. And let your breathing return to a natural rate, just calm and peaceful, so you don't even have to think about it. When I meditate, I like to find my center in my body so I can put my attention somewhere outside of my head. And I like to rest on my heart. The heart center is our very receptive part of us. But maybe you feel most centered in your feet on the floor, or your hands in your lap, or your bottom in the seat of your chair. Wherever you feel that the most, just let your attention rest there. as needed. Use your mind quieting tool that you have found works well within you to stop those thoughts as they come up, which they will. Just push the stop button or gently sweep away the thoughts. It may be difficult to quiet your thoughts. It may be very easy to quiet your thoughts. It doesn't matter. Just do whatever you need to do. To listen. To listen. Listen for that stillness of the higher self. The higher self of us is pure light, pure consciousness. As we quiet the mind and listen to that higher quiet, that higher peace, it fills every cell of our bodies, whether we know it or not. If you have a question about something going on in your life right now, I invite you to hold that question in your heart, formulate it, and hold the question in your heart for a moment. And when you're ready, just feel it shooting out into the universe. To be most certainly answered in the days to come. The more we keep our commitment to our meditation time, the stronger our connection becomes, more conscious for us, more present with us. Jane has said over the years that if we can even just quiet the mind for 2 seconds. That's enough time for that higher truth to come through for whatever it is we're working on in our lives. Whatever we're moving through. Just a few moments of a quiet mind make a world of difference in our understanding, in our steps to take, in our forgiveness, release, surrendering to the bigger picture. When we are aligned with our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind, we are working in the best interest of our soul, of our life plan, because we're allowing that higher self to guide us in the ways it knows how to get us out of the circles we've been stuck in. Whether we know we've been stuck there or not. Our meditation time is how we become aligned. And we say, thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. And we do our part of sitting in our meditation every day, quieting the mind so that energy, vibration of the higher self can come through. This is our desire, our collective desire this morning. Our desire is to align ourselves with that higher self of us. We work in the best interest of our souls. And now we take a deep breath or two. Feel our presence in our bodies and our chairs in the room all around us. In the room we're in together, online. And with gratitude for that higher self and for these teachings that help light the way. We focus this week on the teaching of meditation and the practice of meditation with gratitude for that universal storehouse of knowledge at our fingertips. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To God, that infinite presence, infinite love, infinite wisdom. And so it is. When you're ready, open your eyes. If you want to, you can keep them closed if you want to. And thank you all for being here today. We, as I mentioned once or twice today, we invite you to our Thursday Q&A support group that is a bunch of us like-minded folks getting together and sharing our process, sharing our experience, and supporting each other just by being there, just by saying, yep, I get you. I understand that. And answering questions you might have. We have our certified Center for Enlightenment teachers who facilitate the group. So bring your questions. Bring your, oh my gosh, this is something that happened during my meditation time. What is that about? Or is that normal? Or, you know, what do I need to know about that? Or what's the next step to this? And we're here to support you. Center for Enlightenment is its own universal storehouse of love, wisdom, and knowledge, and it is supported by your gifts. So we thank you for your contributions to this wonderful support for us, support for humanity that is the center. And we thank you for that. Have a wonderful week practicing your meditation time, writing down your questions as you sit down to your meditation. What do I need to know about such and such today or this week? And practice that every day and see what shows up, and continue to practice stilling your mind and tapping into your higher self. Have a wonderful week of revelations. See you all next week. We will continue our journey together then. Bye-bye.